Something we spoke about. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama that talks about different things that evolve after a few years. These are deep Kabbalistic concepts. I don't understand them, but on a basic level, the Gemara says, Shedroi Shel Odom, the spine of a person, La'achar Sheva Shonim, after 7 years, Nase Nochosh, turned into a snake. V'hani Mili, that's only in the case, the Loi Kora B'moidim, when he didn't bow down in Moidim. So the Torah's Chaim says that the snake, okay, when a person is not machnia himself, when a person doesn't bow down and recognize all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person thinks about all the good that Hashem bestows on him every single moment of the day, by default he should be nichna, he should be, you know, he should bow. You know, we say moedim, we machnia ourselves. What's the word?
Submission.
That's a good word. We submit ourselves to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person does not bow down in Moedim, a person doesn't bow in Moedim, he's standing tall, he's not submitting himself. So that turned to the Nochosh, because the Nochosh was the ultimate Kofui Toivo. And then the Torah's Chaim says, and he goes on, it's a long piece, okay, if the Dada see it inside, if anyone wants to see it inside, I'll give them the exact data. The Torah's Chaim says that Be'etzem, we should be spending every awake moment of our day thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu just for life itself. Forget about all the other things that he gives us, right? An amazing world, air to breathe. You know, Rav Pinkas says that it's wrong to think that the world's full of air and I'm breathing some of it. It's not that. Rav Pinkas said a person has to think that this breath of oxygen that I'm taking in now was created specifically for me. Not that there's oxygen everywhere so I can breathe. This breath of oxygen that I'm taking now, Hashem created that for me to breathe now. Okay, that's needs some thought and work, that kind of level of But you know, if we're talking about breathing already, right? He mentions this in the Torah's Chaim, right? Al kol neshima o neshima, kol haneshama tahalel ko. We say it in Tehillim every day, right? In Hallelukos, kol haneshama tahalel ko. Chazal darshan, al kol neshima o neshima. On every single breath that we take, we should be praising Hashem. Because the nisim that are involved in when a person takes a breath, okay, what's going on in the body is just marvel, okay? First of all, it keeps the neshama in the body. If a person stops breathing for too long, the neshama goes. Why? Who knows? If a person stops eating for a few days, the neshama goes. You ever thought about that? Why should that be? Why does the neshama need food to keep it in the physical body? It's something to think about. I don't know the answer. Okay, so I'll call for every breath. You know, I had a niece who was nifta at 5 years old with a fight with leukemia. She didn't die from leukemia, and she died from, you know, low resistance from the treatments, and she caught some infection, and that was after the transplant. But you know, in the last few weeks she was on a respirator. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever seen a person on a respirator. It's this big machine, right? Huh? And it's got this tube coming out of it that goes into a person's lung. And it pushes, right, with a coil. It's like a powerful machine that forces oxygen into the person's lungs. Yeah, because the lungs aren't working anymore. First of all, it makes holes in the lungs, damages the lungs, because the lungs can't take such a pressure. It's very thin, the lung. But when you see the power needed from that machine to give one breath, okay, here we are breathing literally thousands and million times during our lifetime, hundreds of millions, I don't know how many, we don't even notice that we're breathing, right? We're breathing now. While I'm talking to you, we're breathing. You're breathing, he's breathing, everybody's breathing. Don't even know we're breathing. Now, each breath of air that we're taking in, the oxygen comes in, the lung somehow filters that oxygen through to the heart, into the bloodstream, and then the heart takes that, pumps it through the whole body, and keeps the body alive. That happened from a big bang, right? You had some big bang somewhere, and somehow out of that came this mechanism that takes in oxygen and pushes it to the heart and pumps it through the whole body, and the blood goes through the whole thing, and the blood stays in the body and doesn't leak out of everywhere. How does that all work, right? That's the big bang, right? Bang. Okay, anybody that's foolish enough to go down that road, I mean, okay, we're not talking about evolution, I'll leave that to Rabbi Shur, but I'm saying just studying that, I'll call Neshima Uneshima, right? So we should be spending every awake moment of our day praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll call Neshima Uneshima. But the Torah's Chaim said that obviously we can't do that because we have other things we need to do during the day, right? We need to daven, we need to work, we need to live, right? We need to take care of things, we need to go shopping, we need to take care of our kids, we need to spend time with our wives. We're in this world to achieve. This world is a olam asiyah. We need to do things in this world so that we get a ticket in the next world. Now, if we spend every minute, you know, that's not our tafkid necessarily. So therefore, Chazal instituted the davening at three intervals of the day. As we get up in the morning, we daven, we say moedim, right? Al nisecho shebechol yamimonu, val niflo oisecho, toiva secho shebechol eis, right? We say before that, al nishmoiseinu hapakudoslo. Nishma Seinu, also Loshon Neshama, Hakon Neshima, Neshama. That's what he says. So really we should be spending the whole day. We can't do that. So Chazal, in order to keep us connected throughout the day, they made three intervals. The morning when we get up, afternoon sometime, and then the night time again. So that throughout the day we're remembering this, we're thinking, we're thanking Hashem. Because Be'etzim, we want to thank Hashem the whole day. We want to spend our day contemplating the amazing nisim and niflois that Hashem has given us. We can't. So at least three times a day we contemplate this, and that keeps us connected. Yeah. That's the Torah's Chaim in a nutshell. Anybody that wants to see it inside, anybody that wants to learn it inside, talk to me. It's amazing piece. Amazing piece. Okay. So we did last time. Kuf Mem Dalet, we did the piece of Chochom HaMeivin. Now we're up to, what did it say here? Ruchnias. The Chochom, we said the Chochom uses the physical world to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through all the amazing things that are going on. But Harka, after he's done that, you with me? You have it? Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel. V'acharkach hu boicheh le'atzmoy migashmias ha'olam. The Chochom will choose very carefully from the gashmias things in this world. It's advarim sheheim letzorche gufoy ulotoeles kiyuma bo'olam. Things that he needs to keep himself alive in this world, right? At the bottom. Leif Toy.
It's not enough to happen.
Leif Toy. I don't understand the lotion of the Chovei obviously. Yeah, somebody translated it into a more readable, you know, Hebrew. So after that, after the Chacham first studies the world to get whatever he can for Ruchnius out of it, then Vachakachu Boiche Le'atzmoi Migashmius Ha'olam, it's at Vorim Shehein Le'tzorche Gufoi, number one, things that he needs, Le'tzorche Gufoi, right? He needs food. What can he do? He needs food. Le'tzorche Gufoi, things that he needs for survival. U'le'to'eles Kiyuma Bo'olam, and for Te'eles of his existence in this world, right? In the winter, it's freezing cold, right? A person needs a shelter from the elements, from the rain, from the cold, in the summer also. So Te'eles Kiyuma, I think what he means is things that can help him exist and survive in this world. So you need a house, because otherwise, you know, whatever it is that you need in order to get through the world. But he's very careful what he picks, not just gathering rooms full of things that he doesn't need, you know, whatever, we understand what it means. Kedei atzoyrech v'asipuk bilvad, only for his need and his sipuk bilvad, only just bare minimum. You need a chair, because you need to sit when you eat, you need to sit down at a table. You need a table, you need some chairs, maybe you need an armchair, a couch, because you want to relax with the family a little bit. Those are things, basic things that a person needs. Chofetz Chaim didn't need that much. had just a bare table and a bench, right? But in today's world, that would be like the basic accepted thing. You need a washing machine today, right, to wash your clothes. That's not extras. Those are things you need just to survive today, right? Va'oizev et she'or moisroi sa'olam, he leaves all the extra surplus things that are in this world, v'chamudoisov, and chamudoisov are pleasurable items, hamesichim es halevavos ma'elokim, that take away one's mind from avodas Hashem. We're talking about a person at a very high level, right? Who understands that, you know, the less you meet asek with the olam hazeh, the more you can focus on olam habo and the spirituality. Umishtadeh lasos masim toivim, he tries very hard to do good deeds. She yiski al yodom lo oilam abo, so that he'll be zoiche through those things to oilam abo. Asher hu hoilech elav achrei moisa. We're all going there. At the end of the day, we're all going there. So the clever person, chacham einav beroishai, he chaps around as many good deeds, as many good things that he can in order to make it to the next world and to build himself a good chelek in the next world. He views this world and its kinyonim and its possessions, its whatever it is. This is just a place to prepare provisions for the next world. You got to chop around. A good Baruch Hu is put in this world. It's like a person who goes shopping. I'll give you a very silly example, but that's the way I felt. Like the first time I went to America, I was from South Africa, I've never seen anything like it, right? First time I went to America, I went
from South Africa.
Yeah. The first time I went to America, my brother took me to a Toys R Us. I wanted to buy something for my kids. You want to buy a little toy for your kids in Toys R Us? It's not shy. You get lost there. I mean, suddenly you become a kid again. You know? I mean, I was like walking around. 85,000 different Legos. Yeah. This little type, that little type. The clever person, before he goes into, it's a bad example, okay? But I'm telling you, I'm just trying to bring it down a little bit. The clever person, and let's say a supermarket, right? Before a person goes shopping, it's wise to make a definite list of what you want to buy, because otherwise you're going to walk through the aisles and you're going to fill your trolley with a whole lot of things that you don't even need. Right? It's true. I mean, I do that. I don't have a proper list from my walk, and, hey, maybe need some of this, maybe need some of that. And before you know, trolley's full. But if you make a list and you say, I'm sticking to my list, right? I'm not getting caught up in all these sales. 2 plus 1 plus 7 plus 8 plus 9. If you buy 100 shekels worth, then you get this for 20 shekels. Okay, let's buy 100 shekels that I can get my discount on that. I mean, we all fall for those gimmicks. But I say, if a person is focused on what he wants, he'll go into Yesh. He needs 5 items in Yesh. He'll go to the shop, he'll go to the shelf, he'll pick 5 items, go to the till, and he's got his 5 items, right? Person who comes to this world and he's focused what he needs in this world, he won't get distracted by every single BMW that drives past, right? And every Satsuka and every new phone and gadget that comes onto the market, kosher phones, I mean, that comes onto the market, you won't get distracted by all these things, because it's all his focus on. And if he needs a phone, that's fine, he can have a phone, but he needs a phone to make a call, right? Well, you need all those extra things on the phone. So, again, I'm not here to say one should have a phone, one shouldn't have a phone, but I'm saying if a person wants to focus on his real tough kid in this world, he has to always be analyzing, is this item or is this action that I'm about to do going to get me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and help me for the next world, yes or no? Otherwise, I'm wasting my time. I could be using that same time and doing a chesed for somebody or doing something else. Rabbi Kronos was there the other night, I went to listen to him. And he started with a friend of his this thing. It's called the Chesed a Day. And he gave out these cards, right? It's called Ambassador for the Chesed Challenge Project, right? And he says to you, you know, write down every, take a pinkas and write down every day, right? At least one Chesed that you do for someone, and that way you train yourself to do Chesed, right? Chesed is Olam Chesed Ibane. Right, the Dor Moshiach, the Moshiach saying that the Dor Mekabel Moshiach are gonna be Mekabel Moshiach through the Chesed. Tremendous Chesed going on in the world today. See these Chesed organizations, medical Chesed organizations, food, endless Gemachim for every single thing you can ever think of. Right? Amazing Chesed, right? A person can involve himself in a Chesed project. That's a good thing. Whenever you have time, instead of wasting the time, one can see how can I build it, how can I expand it, There's always a neighbor who needs some help, if somebody needs help. Chesed is a way to use one's spare time, you know, for one's Olam Haba. That's a good, that's one way, right? Learning Torah, obviously, you know, but not everybody can learn every time of the day. He's tired, he's, you know, he can't focus right now, he's whatever reason, he's got a headache. There's other things to do, right? Help your wife, it's also a good thing.
We say the same thing with the brain. We say we use only 10% or 5% of the capacity of the brain, but it's not correct. That means we use 80% of the capacity of the brain only for physical purposes. That means you, and what remains, it's only 10% just to study or to make something.
I'm not sure that's a fact.
No?
That's not the way Rav Tetz explained it.
No?
He just said that we don't, our brain's dead, we're brain dead. We're not even scraping the surface. The brain's like a muscle. If you don't stimulate it,
yeah,
you don't flap it. It's an exercise. In order to use the brain more than 10%, to do all the shtuyot that they do nowadays, you don't need a brain.
We have several parts in the brain for physical purpose, for spiritual.
That's not. When we talk about using 10% of our brain, we're talking about using it for intellectual things, deep thought. Right, you see in Londres, right? You see in Rabbi Akiva Egan, you break your head trying to understand what he's saying, right? You have to exert yourself, because you try, and then the Baruch Hu opens up more of the brain, this gives you a better understanding. That's called using more of the brain. Yeah, I don't think it means using it for physical.
No,
I don't think so. Rabbi Tatz didn't explain it. We just brained it. The Discovery Seminar in Aish used to be 5 days. We used to really get, I'm sorry to use the word, but they used to get brainwashed. They used to take them on an intellectual roller coaster and open up their minds to things that they never thought about, and they had to really think about these things, about. And that's what brought a lot of people back to this stuff, because they realized that there's more to life than just, you know, they just gadgets. little bit more. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't think so. It's terrible. Okay, you see teenagers today, right? They've always got earphones in their ears, blasting.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the going. Always blasting music in their ears. Because they don't want to think. People don't want to think. They don't want to go there. They don't want to think. They just want to be zombies that go through life. Let me enjoy myself, watch movies, that just tune out of reality.
Yeah.
That's what most of society is doing today. Tuning out of reality. Okay, so let's try. Okay. So for oizev is she'ar moishra so'oilom v'chendoisov ha'meshichi me'salvovot mo'eloki. This chocham, right, he's clever. He leaves all the things that distract him from avodas Hashem. Umishtabel lasos masim toivim she'yiski al yodom lo'oilom abo. Asheru hoylech elo v'achre moishra. Like we said. V'hu roye bo'oilom hazeh v'kinyonov rak mokom l'achonat tzedo lo'oilom abo. Like we said. He only takes, when he goes shopping in this world, he only takes exactly what he needs for his journey to the Olam HaNitzchi. All the rest, he doesn't deal with it. He doesn't want to get involved in it. Right? And again, we're not talking about being a poiret, there's something called precious, right? I'm not talking about this guy who sits in the corner all day shuffling, not interacting with the world, and we're not talking about this. We're talking about a person, the Chofetz Chaim, even though he wrote the Shmiras HaLoshen and the Chofetz Chaim and all the books that he wrote, they say he was a big conversationalist, right? He spoke foreign mutari, things that one's allowed to speak, right? A person can be very busy in this world. A chacham, very busy in this world. But he's busy chapping around. That's what he's busy with. This world is a world to chap around. The more one chaps around, the more one builds on himself a chelik in the next world. And I'm saying to myself, I'm guilty. We all waste so much time. Instead of chapping around. Yeah, Shemirachim. The ilu akipesh. However, the fool, she'eno meivin is matras boilo olam hazeh, who doesn't grasp, doesn't understand the purpose of coming into this world, ve'eno oimed al chochmas Hashem aniris mimenu, he doesn't spend any time contemplating the chochmas Hashem that can be seen in the bria, choyshev, he thinks she'olam hazeh hu moin nitzchi avuroi. He thinks, you know, the thing, I'm going to live forever, right? There was a song, I'm going to live forever, right? Choyshev she'olam hazeh hu mo'ein nitzchi avuroi. Let's see, I'm going to be here forever, right? Build a beautiful house that can, you know, I'm not saying one shouldn't have a beautiful house, but I'm saying the person sees it, that this is my future, I'm here. This is where he puts his efforts in building himself a comfort zone in this world. U'mokon kevach, right? Since this world is a moin nitzchi, umakoin keva, and a permanent resident, this is it. Umishtadel lahasik eskinyone oilam hazeh b'chol yecholtoi. All he's busy with the whole day, he's getting more gashmiyats and more gashmiyats and more cars and more gadgets and more things. Umafne eilov eskol his anyunus. His whole interest in this world is kinyone gashmiyats. Getting more gashmiyats and olam hazeh kinyone.
It's the nature of the human. That means if you don't go against your nature, it's what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to go against.
You have to
know this one also.
I mean, one doesn't have to think very far.
Yeah.
Because everybody sees people dying, right? You see people dying. We said before that one of the to'eles, one of the purposes of people dying is for other people to get the message and say, hey, remember, Yom HaMisa, wake up. We're all going in the end, right? We don't know when it's going to be, but we've got to hop around. So if a person just thinks a little bit, hey, people are dying, it means I'm also going to die. It means, where am I going? what's dying all about? Think about it a little bit, you know. But the Tipes doesn't want to go down there. He doesn't want to think about that. He wants to think about what can I hop around in this world. He doesn't think. Umashkia boy is kolamoloi. His whole efforts are in building kinyone gashmir. Vusovul shu rotzlo toeles atzmon. He thinks, he lives his life that this is Aesop, right? Aesop. Aesop, it's all about me. Me. I'm here to fulfill my pleasures, to fulfill my desires and get as many pleasures and desires of this world that I can get.
What is the future of Goya after the so that means
Dana. Dana. Where Yoshka is, I don't know where the rest of it is.
Yeah. But you say it's only Kashmir, that means he is, if it's his life, it's that is what he will do. But tzadikim.
The Aino Som lay, he doesn't pay attention, he called Pri Amoloi. All the efforts that he's putting into this world, and all the possessions that he managed to gather and to buy and to the, he has collections, right? The guy has museums of collections of things, right? Yoiser pulling more than he needed to function. Yavor lidea cheirim. That's the most painful thing. The person's lying on his deathbed and he sees his warehouses full of museums, full of antiquities, all the things he's been gathered, this car and that car and this thing and this jewel and this thing. And he's lying there, he can't move anymore, he knows he's about to take his last breath. Is there anything more painful than that? That people are going to come and plunder all of that, his children, and they can't wait. Like, can you go already that we can, you know, we can get on with it, you know? That's painful. That's painful. That's very painful. Yitochen she'oid b'chayos. It could be even while he's alive still that you can lose everything. Other people will come and gun it. He had a major burglary that take his whole, you know, Guggenheim collection of statues. I don't know. Imagine that happens in his life. He spent so many, you know, devastating, right? With a whole oath in Achari Moisa. Definitely after he dies, he does that stuff, right? He's going in a box like everyone else. He totally ignores thinking about the future.
He's not going in the box, he's going in his Rolls Royce.
Yeah, that's only till the cemetery. Now they have the black god.
No.
Let it go down. So what we learned today is that the Chochom, the wise man, who understands that this world is just a passageway. It's just a shopping center to hop around what we need for the next world. And he stays focused on things that are going to help him to get into the next world. I think every moment, every alive moment, every awake moment, and even when he's sleeping, the person sleeps with the right kavonet. Right? A person sleeps with the right kavonet, he says, I'm going to sleep now. Because I need energy to serve Hashem tomorrow, right? You say the bracha of Amapil, you say the kavanah, you say, I'm going to sleep now because the person needs sleep. That's Hashem's way made us. We can't survive otherwise. And you sleep. That's sleep, that's for the right thing. If the person eats, not to stuff his face, but he eats, because he eats for the right reason. It's mitzvahs, he makes the bracha. And he eats the food so he should be healthy, be able to serve Hashem. Mitzvahs, the whole day is filled with mitzvahs. It says like this, Rotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezis Yisroel. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give his Klal Yisroel Lezakos, Zechusim, Zechuyos, however you want to translate it. Lefikoch Hir Bolohem Torah Mitzvot. Therefore he made so many Torah Mitzvot like that they can get lots of Zechusim. Says Ravoltiski, one of the Ravoltiskis asked, he was here for Ofer, for his son-in-law, Zayesh, and he said, he said, if he really wanted us to have a good year, he should have reduced the number, made them more. How many mitzvahs we have to do here? I mean, 613, that's endless. He's doing me a favor. can I have so many mitzvahs all day? He said, most of the things are things we need to do anyway. But by giving it up as a mitzvah, we get a mitzvah by doing them. A person has to tie his shoelace anyway when he gets up in the morning. He has to put on his shoes, right? And he has to tie his shoes. He can just take his shoes and put them on without even thinking. Or he can go like the Shulchan Aruch says, put the right foot on first, put the left foot on second. You tie the left shoe first, you tie the right shoe second. Mitzvah, Shulchan Aruch, you fulfill the mitzvah. That's a pshat, he said. The fikoch here, Paul, I'm talking about mitzvahs. Whatever you do, you got mitzvahs. From the minute you wake up, you say, Moide ani, Netil Ashadoim, Baruch Ato Hashem, Ashaki Deshonov. You make brachas, all the tefillahs, mitzvahs the whole time, mitzvahs. You got a lot of Torah, mitzvahs. Whatever you do, mitzvahs, hopping around mitzvahs all day. You do a chetzer for a person, you mechabed your wife, your Shulchan Aruch says how to be mechabed your wife, you do it properly, a person gets a mitzvah, right? Chinuch, whatever it is, wherever you turn, it's mitzvahs the whole time, that's a pshat, and more than that. It says, echod betzar. If a person does one mitzvah, betzar, it's hard for him, but he does it anyway. I think it says, kameo shaloi betzar. It's like doing 100 shaloi betzar. I mean, it's 100 times more schar. If a person is not feeling well, or he's tired, and he pushes himself, and he learns anyway. We can't imagine the echot betzar, kameo shaloi betzar. It's hundreds of times more of schar for doing that. That's a pshat, the fikoch here bole and toiro mitzvah, so we can get more and more schar. And that is our avoider in this world. Fool. He doesn't see it. He doesn't contemplate. He doesn't think what he's here for. He'll go through this world just hopping around. More pleasures. Superficial pleasures. Low life pleasures. Pleasures that are nothing. The minute the pleasure's gone, he's looking for the next pleasure because there's nothing there. Person who finishes a good sugya in Shas, he's on a high. He's full of simcha, of life. Such to life. That's what our avodah is in this world. Thank you for listening.